Reporter Adrian Reardon is at Bega on the New South Wales South Coast. Adrian, after yesterday's terrifying scenario, what are conditions like this morning?
Kim, the term Armageddon was thrown around a lot yesterday, if that's anything to go by. We've entered the new year in a really challenging situation. Here on the far south coast, we're now facing fires to the north of us, fires to the west, and fires to the south into Victoria. Ash has been falling from the skies for days. The region has been enveloped in smoke and not that grey haze we've been seeing for weeks now due to the fires along the whole east coast, but that thick brown haze which you can taste and gets into the back of your throats. Luckily today, conditions are essentially meant to ease. They're going to be more friendly. We're going to see cooler temperatures and lighter winds across the region, and the RFS is going to embrace this and attempt to establish containment lines across as many fires as they can. The priority over the last 2 days has been protecting lives and houses. We have heard houses and structures have been lost, but we don't have an exact figure on how many. But now crews have an opportunity to mop up and try to control the fires as much as they can in the lead up to Saturday, where conditions are expected to deteriorate sadly again.
Well, Adrian, there are now widespread power outages and communications are down. How difficult is that going to make it, not only for firefighters, but for residents and holiday makers trying to sort out what to do next?
It's incredibly difficult. I'm spending a lot of time chatting to people who have evacuated to the Bega showgrounds. There's a lot of anxiety in the air, not just with what's going on, but with understanding what's going on and receiving that communication from the authorities. For those who are unfamiliar with this part of the world, it's usually quite a pristine environment. You know, we've got these gorgeous beaches and strong oyster production and dairy production, and we're known for hiking, and we're not far from the snowfields. And this time of year is meant to be peak season, where there are businesses thriving that depend on the profits that they make over December and January. And one of the more significant flow-on effects is, of course, how people communicate in a really challenging time such as this. Not only that, but how these fires are affecting the tourism scene, and hopefully once these fires are under control, how will the region recover in terms of their telecommunications, but also in terms of the profits that the businesses make and how they're going to survive.
Adrian, do people have access to water, for example? And what about things like fuel and the possibility of even getting out of the region?
The major road closures in the region are disrupting a lot of travel plans for tourists that visit from Melbourne, Canberra and Sydney, who are just trying to get home. Not only that, but the freight supply. We're hearing reports that petrol stations are actually running out of fuel because it's impossible to bring in supply. We're also hearing reports that patients with serious burns at the Southeast Regional Hospital in Bega, who are trying to get flown out to receive further treatment in Sydney, they can't because of the thick smoke haze. And, you know, with all that said, we've got people walking around in face masks and using their shirts to protect themselves from the smoke. So it's a really difficult time.
Reporter Adrian Reardon in Bega.